Hello and welcome. I'm Tracy McClure. Combating climate change and water scarcity and supporting agricultural entrepreneurs for sustainable food security. Those are just some of the issues at the heart of World Environment Day on June 5th. The theme for 2012, Green Economy, does it include you? Well, the United Nations Environment Program describes the green economy as one that results in improved human well-being and social equity, while significantly reducing environmental risks and ecological scarcities. A green economy, then, is an economic environment that achieves low carbon emissions, resource efficiency, and at the same time is socially inclusive. For a green economy to work, then, it must begin at an individual level, scaling up to macroeconomic and global levels. Hence the question, does it include you? Well, with a global population of 9 billion people projected by the year 2050, countries are increasingly hard-pressed to guarantee food and water security, and demand could soon exceed supply. According to estimates from the Food and Agriculture Organization, 1.8 billion people will be living in countries or regions with absolute water scarcity by 2025. Moreover, the UN says world resources continue to be exploited unsustainably, leading to dire environmental degradation. Well, immediate interventions are needed to curb this situation, and delegates to the UN Conference on Sustainable Development will be discussing these from June 20th to 22nd in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Dubbed the Rio Plus 20, the conference marks the 20th anniversary of the 1992 UN Conference on Environment and Development in Rio. Well, as director of the Franciscan's OFM Office for Justice, Peace, and the Integrity of Creation, Father Joe Rosansky will be among a delegation of some 60 Franciscans to go to Brazil for the Rio Plus 20 and other meetings on the sidelines. In this interview with me, he raises the alarm on several environmental issues at stake and begins with what we should be remembering on World Environment Day.
I think probably above all, we need to remember the when we talk about creation, we think about, you know, the God that has done everything around us, you know, that has created the world, the environment in which we live, and has created us. Especially as Franciscans, we like to think about that all together in the sense that, you know, if you look to St. Francis and the Canticle of the Creatures, for example, Francis praises God for Brother Sun, for Sister Moon, for all of the good things of the earth, but he does it as relationship. You know, so the plants and the animals and the sun and the moon are brothers and sisters to us. And he does this because, you know, he believes in the familial aspect of being creation. You know, so for Francis, God created us all. We stand together with the creation as creatures of God. So when we talk about Environment Day, you know, we do talk about, you know, thanking God for what we have around us. You know, but in our Franciscan spirit, we also thank God for the fact that we're all family, you know, that Brother Sun, Sister Moon, and all the plants and animals, you know, help us to survive, and we're in it together in a sense. So when we celebrate Environment Day, we're celebrating the fact that we need to be there for one another. And I think one of the biggest things that we need to look at now is the crisis that we find ourselves in, you know, in terms of environment and climate change and the major threats that are taking place today against the environment. So I think that's kind of like what we need to try to celebrate. We need to celebrate the relationship that should be there and maybe at times is not. You know, we need to work at being brothers and sisters to one another and also to God's creation.
Now, you are going to be part of a group of Franciscans going to the Rio Summit on the Environment. Of course, that's 20 years on from the first one. What are you bringing with you? What are you going to be presenting there?
In Rio, it's really a double meeting. There is the UN meeting, which is actually the Rio Plus 20. It's a celebration of 20 years of work at the UN for the environment. But at the same time, alongside the UN meeting is the People's Summit. And at the People's Summit It's civil society, NGOs, religious, et cetera, people who are concerned with the environment and who are kind of tracking what's going on at Rio. So for us, we have a group of about 60 Franciscans that I know of. I'm hoping there'll be others there too, Franciscans as well. But we're going there in a double capacity. We have an NGO that works at the UN called Franciscans International, and they will be at the official part of the UN meeting, and they'll be following what's going on there, and they'll keep the rest of us informed about what's going on at the official meetings, where they will be talking about sustainability, where they're going to be evaluating these last 20 years of what's gone on, et cetera. Now, on the outside, at the People's Summit, we're going to be together there reflecting with many people of goodwill about also about the same thing, evaluating what's gone on in the last 20 years. And I think that there's a little bit of, not a little bit, there's a lot of concern about what has not happened. We haven't been caring for creation in the way that we need to do to keep things sustainable. You know, if we talk about climate change is getting worse. It's creating greater effects in our world today, and it's one of the problems that we see, one of the threats that we see to the world. You know, so from the outside looking into the UN conference, we want to ask them, why is it that way? What are the real concerns that we have in the world today? I think one of our biggest concerns is, I'm not sure if you followed it, but there's been a proposal for green economy. You know, and the idea for many people sounds very positive, you know, that the that our economic policies would also take into account environmental issues. But for many people, there's a fear that the, you know, we talk about whitewashing things. Well, they feel that this is a greenwash, and that using certain kinds of vocabulary, people are going to be satisfied that something's happening. Well, there is a major concern that there is not enough happening, or that what's being sold as green economy is really, in a sense, an excuse to keep things going the way that they have been going. There's also a major concern about the commodification of the goods, of the common goods of our world, things like air and water, et cetera, you know, things that people have held in common. And now part of the proposal of the green economy is that these things would be commodified. I mean, there's been a big fight going on about water for a while now. And, you know, we've been talking lately about how there'll be wars for water like there have been wars for petroleum. You know, so we're very concerned about the common goods of the earth and what's going to happen to them in a proposal like the green economy. So for us, from the outside, we're going to be tracking what's going on in Rio. And another big part of our being together in Rio is to ask ourselves not so much about what's going to happen there, but what we're going to do afterwards, how we're going to follow up on the decisions, on the reflections of both the UN and the People's Summit. You know, how we're going to take that to our constituencies, how we're going to work with the people around the world that, you know, where the Franciscans are active in our schools and our parishes, et cetera, et cetera.
Do you see that the Rio conference, the meetings that you're talking about, is anything concrete going to come out of them?
To be honest with you, I'm not sure. I think that there is a lot of concern that there will not be many concrete things, at least not beyond what we have right now. You know, the Kyoto Protocol came out of the meetings in Rio in 92. If I'm not mistaken, Kyoto was signed in 97. It was about 5 years after the meetings in Rio, you know, after a lot of negotiation, et cetera, et cetera. Right now, the interests are so diverse and the concerns are so different, I'm not quite sure how we're going to be able to bring that together and find a concrete approach to the problem. And, you know, in a sense, that's why we're asking ourselves, you know, what do we need to do to be able to make something good happen in terms of the environment, but not only in terms of the environment, we're really concerned with what we call environmental justice, which brings together both a concern for the environment and a concern for social justice at the same time. Because if you look at the world and you see the continuing poverty that exists, you know, so many people that are homeless, they don't have enough to eat, they don't have education. You know, going back to the idea of the Millennium Goals, you know, they surely have not been met. You know, so we can't just talk about the environment, but we need to talk about environmental justice. And I kind of doubt that there's going to be able to be anything really concrete that comes out of the official meetings at the UN. It's part of what we've been talking about, too. I think that there's a growing frustration with the official level of, you know, the governments and the United Nations about what they are really interested in doing and about whose interests they're really protecting. Because obviously a big player in all of this are the companies. You know, it's the companies that are involved in, well, so many different areas, mining companies, pharmaceutical companies, all these kinds of things.
Father Joe Rozanski, OFM, is director of the Franciscan Office for Justice, Peace, and the Integrity of Creation.